In our music segment today, we catch up with an acclaimed local jazz drummer who has just released his first album as a singer-songwriter, 20 years after he launched his professional musical career. His name's Jono Sweetman, and while he's originally from Knysna, these days he's based here in Cape Town. So I want to know what makes a drummer swap his drumsticks for singer-songwriting, perhaps you could say a deeper exploration of his musical talent. Like so many of the musical stories we've told in the last few years, there's a fair amount to do with COVID and lockdown in this story. But first, let me not get ahead of myself. We welcome Jono Sweetman. Great to have you on the show, Jono.
Thanks, Papa. So cool to be on the show.
Thank you. I believe drumming runs in the family. Your dad was a drummer as well. Is that right?
Yeah, my dad was a drummer. He was a pastor as well. So I grew up in the church, and that was my first go at being on stage and playing music in front of people was in his church.
Okay.
I'll never forget the image as a kind of a 5-6 year old boy in a Baptist church in East London with my dad preaching kind of a drive-by message to the congregation, and then getting behind the drums and smashing the drum kit, you know, on a summer's morning in East London in the early 80s.
Oh, sounds amazing.
I mean, that was my first impression of kind of the power of drumming and how it can really just like turn the environment of a room around, you know. And
yeah.
So that's kind of my first experience of drumming. Then obviously later on I got into playing professionally and I pursued it as a career, yeah.
You've particularly made a name for yourself in the jazz genre, though. When did the jazz bug bite, Jono?
I think it was, you know, there's often, if you chat to other musicians, there's a fork in the road, you know, if you're really pursuing an instrument, you know, to become proficient on an instrument, there's kind of this heavy rock or heavy metal maybe, and then jazz is kind of the fork in the road. And I guess I was leaning towards the rock and more heavy metal side of things, but I took a change most probably because of the Grahamstown Jazz Festival and the Arts Festival at the time that I used to go there. And I saw a couple of bands there and it just kind of changed things for me. I could hear it. You know, I think it's hard to hear jazz because people don't often listen to it, you know, and I guess when you see it live, it really just had an impression on me, and then I just went in completely, you know, head first, and yeah, the rest is history.
Pulled you in and never let you go again.
Oh, yeah. For sure.
So, Jono, after all those years of drumming and playing in bands and being a session drummer, when did you start toying with the idea of doing more than just drumming and of writing your own songs and lyrics?
Yeah, I'd always played guitar. I did play a little bit in my teens. I kind of had a guitar and I would play it, but I just never kind of, it never grabbed me, and obviously drumming was just something that felt natural, so I just kept doing that. And then when I wanted to become professional, I really just honed in on my strengths and just made them stronger. But COVID was definitely that point where I said, well, here I've got, you know, so many more hours in a day, let me pick up the guitar again and start like playing. And then I came up with these little riffs, and then the melodies were always kind of there. I think I've had an ability to be able to come up with melodies while I'm playing these simple riffs that I can play. But the lyrical content was the thing that I really struggled with and I wasn't able to break through with. And I just had to kind of spend a bit more time with that. And then that breakthrough happened, and then this latest EP is a kind of product of those elements coming together.
So it's called Other Side, and we're going to play one of the tracks for our audience in just a second. What would you say are the sort of the themes you explore in the tracks on that EP?
You know, the first track, Comeback, is a track that I kind of dedicate to people that I know that are close to me that suffer from like panic disorder and anxiety and depression, and it's kind of a very, I find it's quite a common thing amongst people today, and I'm sure it's because of the way our society has become, you know, a lot more pressure on people to kind of perform, and so this is that's a song about that, you know, to just come back and you know that you're not alone and things like this. The lyrics kind of, I think, paint a nice picture to kind of you know, get your head around that thing. And then the other main concept or thing that I kept coming back to while I was writing songs was the idea of inequality in South Africa and the fact that there's these clear divides in our communities. And the other side is a song about that, you know, these two sides, and you're always kind of seem to be on the other side of what's really happening. So that's the idea behind that song. And the other threads are also a little bit about that as well. Yeah, Tell Me is also kind of something a little bit on the lines of that as well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So the other side of the musical coin for you, from drumming to singer songwriting, are you going to keep flipping the coin and playing on both sides, or has the bug really bitten now that you have explored the world of writing material?
I'd love to keep doing this. Obviously, I've got another EP in the mix. Okay. I had 10 songs actually to start with, and once I took on the endeavor of recording and putting things together, I realized like it's actually better to kind of focus on a smaller amount at the time. And also with the way streaming works these days, it's better to not have too much come out all at once, to stagger the way you release things. So I'm going to release the next one hopefully by the end of this year. And so I've got lots more coming up, and I'm going to just keep doing it and see how things pan out. But I still play, I perform 2 to 3 times a week around Cape Town, and I still play a lot of jazz gigs, and I love it. So I don't think that'll ever stop, you know.
Okay, great. Well, Jono, whichever side you come down on, I hope it's going to continue to be fulfilling and giving you joy. Really looking forward to sharing the track with our audience. If they like what they hear, where do we send them to find the rest of the EP?
I think all streaming platforms, Spotify, YouTube Music, Deezer, and all the rest that go along with it. I also have a Bandcamp. It's Bandcamp Fridays tomorrow. So if people want to support, they feel welcome to purchase the album, a digital copy. I don't have any printed copies, but you can print it, purchase a digital copy. And then all my social media links, which is Jono_Sweetman. That's my Instagram. And then Facebook is my name with 2 N's. Jono.
With 2 N's in the Jono. So Jono_Sweetman. Jono, great to have you on the show today. And thank you so much. All the best to you. We're going to play out the show today with Jono's track, the first track off his new EP. The EP is called Other Side. This is the track, Come Back.
Old faith, tell me, where have you been?
His name is Jono Sweetman, not bad for a drummer if you ask me. If you like that sound, I did very much indeed. Go and check out the rest of his EP, Other Side, or look for him on all of the major streaming platforms.